We begin with Chopin, one of the most intuitive of composers, requiring in turn a free and intuitive approach. Among Chopin's most compelling and beautiful creations is the Fourth Ballade. Yet, I wonder how many would conclude this when presented with the rhythm of its opening theme. Well then, there surely must be variety in the melody pitches of the theme. Let's put rhythm and melodic line together. Still pretty monotonous. Harmony is the true color of music, so let's now add that as well. Here is what a pianist might come up with if the overriding intent was to simply follow what is in the written score. If you followed along with the score, you will have noted that the dynamics, articulation, and time markings were faithfully executed. And the result is indeed beautiful. But would we call this artistry? Let's compare what you just heard with this. You will note that I used more interpretive freedom this time, for example, with the rhythm. One might complain that we shouldn't play around with Chopin's written rhythms, to which I might ask, why should we think Chopin would want us to perform his music in a restrictive manner, very different from his own approach? In the text, we have quoted some who heard Chopin play, referencing the great liberties he took. And we also read the advice of Chopin himself to avoid playing something the same way twice. We should celebrate the fact that Chopin and other composers did not attempt to write in every specific nuance for us to follow. Keep in mind that the variety of potential interpretations is one of the hallmark strengths of the performed arts. Let's hear three sample interpretations of the C major theme as different artists might express it. We will begin with the version you just heard, which makes the most of dynamic, expressive possibilities. Perhaps artist 2 wants not to make a statement with this theme so much as to provide a breezy introduction and selects a quicker speed for the andante con moto. And yet a third artist takes a much slower, rhythmically freer, and intimate approach. As with all of the markings from the composer, we have only a general idea of what speed he meant by andante con moto. These second and third samples are probably nearing the outer limits of fast and slow, and need careful handling. As we move along, you will also notice that much more than what we discuss is being changed from version to version. This includes the message behind the sounds, as well as the sounds themselves. Continuing with the ballade, here is the first part of the F minor theme, played strictly as it appears on paper. Respectful, good sound, and character. Now consider what a bit of tweaking might provide. Or for those who prefer more motion, although just brief glimpses, you can probably hear how the performance flexibility of either latter version would wear better than the first over the entire length of the piece. Here is the way this first phrase might sound in the two latter versions with accompaniment added. The quicker one first this time. Now taking just the cadence, or third part of the phrase, let's look at how small changes of stress, or a pause, can alter the shape of things. Next, I will play the entire F minor theme in four different manners, as you might hear from four different artists. Note that while the visions differ, each being very expressive, all of them will seem to belong to a larger vision and will avoid circling too much around select moments. In part, this will be because of my determination not to be pulled into a new central tempo. The differences you hear will include tempo, the varying degree of rubato, dynamic levels and nuance, plus the relayed messages behind the sounds. To conclude with a broader perspective, I will play from the ballad's beginning until the end of the first two F minor theme groups. There will be many wide freedoms taken, from tempos to rubatos and stress points. Listen especially for these several factors. Flexibility of time and nuance, rather than a straight reading of the score. A sense that there is a vision behind the notes. And a willingness to apply broad contrasts, but not permitting even the most expressive of them to distract from the larger destination and message.